Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we're tackling something, well, a challenge lots of us face. Navigating just this huge amount of information out there.
Especially in really vital areas, right? Like special education.
Exactly. And you've brought us this fantastic list of experts. So our mission today, really, is to cut through all that noise.
And pull out the key insights.
Yeah, extract what's most important from their work. You know, for anyone out there looking for guidance or maybe resources or even just a sense of community in the special needs education world, that information overload can be, well, it's intense.
It really can. It's overwhelming sometimes.
So what if you could get a shortcut? A way to really understand who the key players are and, maybe more importantly, what they actually offer.
What makes them unique.
Precisely. That's what we're going to do. We are diving deep into a list of 10 influential special education experts you could be following right now.
And what's really compelling, I think, isn't just who they are, but how they manage to make complex stuff feel accessible. You know, how they translate it. We're going to try and highlight their different approaches.
Connect the dots a bit.
Yeah, connect their expertise directly to the practical support they're giving out. Whether you're listening as a parent, an educator, or maybe you're just curious about this field.
Okay, let's kick things off then. Let's explore the experts who really dive into the emotional and behavioral side of special education.
Sounds good.
First up is Miss China. She's known online as at Especially Sped.
Oh, yeah. Huge following. Like 131,000 on Instagram.
That's the one. And her focus is heavily on social-emotional learning, SEL.
Right.
Which, you know, covers developing self-awareness, self-management, social awareness.
Relationship skills, decision-making. Yeah. All that foundational stuff.
Exactly. So what's her unique angle on SEL? How does she make it practical, especially for families?
Well, I think Miss China's real insight is her focus on proactive emotional regulation.
Proactive. Okay.
Yeah. Using methods that are really structured, but also accessible. She puts out materials, tips, motivation, lots of videos, resource bundles, Facebook posts for parents. Things like her behavior leveling concept.
That's heck exact.
It's like helping kids identify and kind of gauge the intensity of their emotions, almost like a feelings thermometer.
Ah, I see.
And she has these fun at home challenges. They're really noteworthy because they turn these potentially big emotional moments into something manageable.
Teachable moments.
Exactly. Teachable moments, helping kids build self-awareness in really concrete ways.
Okay, so building on that behavior management idea, let's talk about Jenna Mazzillo at Abinaturally.
Right. Another big presence, over 121,000 followers.
And her expertise is applied behavior analysis, ABA, which is a pretty key technique, especially in supporting individuals with autism.
Definitely.
So what makes her approach to ABA stand out? How does she make it practical for, you know, everyday life?
Jenna shares insights and tips from her own career teacher, coach, analyst. And the feedback is often that her advice is simple, but really informative. She uses videos a lot to demonstrate practical strategies.
So you can actually see how to do it.
Yeah, how to implement behavior analysis right there at home or in the classroom. What's compelling is how she kind of boils down these complex ABA principles into steps that are easy to grasp and use right away.
Making it less theoretical, more actionable.
Exactly. Much more immediate for parents and teachers facing specific challenges.
Okay. And rounding out this first group focused on social, emotional, and behavior is Allie Shachinsky at Misbehavior.
Allie, yeah. She has a master's in special ed, about 54,000 followers.
Right. So besides her general focus on SEL and behavior challenges, what makes her resources stand out? Is there something unique there?
Well, Allie provides lots of inspiring posts, practical tools, often drawing from her classroom experience, which adds that real-world feel.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really unique, I think, is that she wrote a book, Roaring Mad Riley.
Oh, interesting. What's it about?
It's specifically designed to help children understand and manage anger. Ah.
And that really highlights the need for creative ways, like storytelling, to tackle these complex emotions. It helps kids resonate with it and gives families and educators a shared language, you know?
That makes sense. Okay, so beyond those specific behavioral strategies, some experts offer maybe a broader, more holistic approach, particularly for autism support.
Right, like a wider lens.
Yeah. Let's look at Sasha Long at the Hutism Helper. Over 127,000 followers on Instagram. People often call her a one-stop shop.
Yeah, that's a good description. She's a psychology professor and a board-certified behavior analyst, BCBA.
So quite the background. What's really at the core of her work, which seems so impactful?
Sasha and her team, they put out daily blog posts, offer extensive training resources.
For who primarily?
Teachers, parents, clinicians, even administrators. It's a global reach.
Wow.
Her distinct contribution, I'd say, is this really rigorous, data-driven approach to positive behavior support.
Data-driven, okay. She emphasizes not just encouraging positive behavior, but setting high-level goals and actually measuring the progress towards them reliably.
So tracking outcomes.
Exactly. And she shows educators how to take complex psychology and turn it into practical teaching strategies that work across different ages. And for diverse learners worldwide, quality and usability are key for her.
Okay. Then there's Jen Adams at Teach Love Autism, about 44,000 followers. Long career teaching autistic kids, coaching practitioners too.
Yes, Jen. Her website, Teach Love Autism, it's massive, a huge collection of blogs and resources.
Mm-hmm.
Really useful for educators looking for classroom stuff. But for parents, she offers really invaluable advice on things like digital learning, life skills, communication.
And something else crucial.
And crucially, how to be effective advocates for their children within the school system.
Ah, advocacy. That keeps coming up.
It's essential. She empowers parents not just with information, but with actual strategies to make sure their child's education really fits their unique needs.
Which leads us nicely into our next theme. Navigating IEPs, individualized education programs.
Right, which can feel so overwhelming for families.
Absolutely daunting. But thankfully, we have experts like Stephanie DeLussie at Mithridge's Corner, dual-certified special ed teacher, 123,000 followers.
Mrs. D, yeah, she's well-known.
So besides her general guidance on IEPs, what's something innovative she offers that really makes a difference?
Well, Mrs. D offers tons of guidance through videos, blogs, really breaking down the IEP process. But what's really fascinating and quite unique is her selection of adapted books.
Adapted books. Tell me more.
They're books specifically designed with things like visual supports, maybe simplified language or repetitive structures.
To help with comprehension.
Exactly. To boost comprehension and engagement for students in special education, it's a really clever way to tailor materials, making learning more accessible and honestly more enjoyable.
That sounds incredibly useful. Okay, another powerful voice in IEP advocacy, Catherine Witcher at Catherine Witcher.
Yes, she leads the Master IEP Coach website, around 17,000 followers, but brings over 25 years of experience.
That's a lot of experience, and her dedication seems quite personal, right? Stemming from her own family's experiences.
It absolutely is. Her work is deeply influenced by her family's struggles navigating the system for her brother who has Down syndrome.
I see.
That personal drive fuels her advice, which she shares through blogs and podcasts. She coaches both professionals and parents, giving them philosophies and practical strategies to take a much more active, informed role in the IEP process.
So that personal experience really shapes her approach.
Profoundly. It brings this layer of empathy and practical insight that really underscores how powerful, informed, engaged parental involvement can be. Truly transformative.
And finally, in this IEP category, Heather Cassiopo at Full Speed Ed.
Right. Another master IEP coach with over 33,000 followers.
So thinking that educators themselves.
Yeah.
How important is it for them to get direct, maybe peer level guidance on actually implementing these IEPs effectively? And what does Heather offer there?
Oh, it's incredibly crucial. Heather uses her own extensive experience to give really practical step-by-step advice for the classroom.
Through Instagram.
Mostly through her Instagram posts, yeah. And she's even started her own special education advisory for teachers.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important because it helps translate the often complex legal and educational requirements of an IEP into strategies that actually work in a real classroom day to day.
So bridging the gap between the document and the delivery.
Precisely. She provides that direct support that helps teachers feel more confident and capable in meeting all those diverse student needs outlined in the IEP.
Okay, shifting gears a bit. Thinking about the future for these kids. For parents of older children, that transition to adulthood is huge.
A really significant phase, yeah.
Fiona Gonzalez at Sped Adulting created Adulting Made Easy. She has over 51,000 followers. What's the core idea behind her work?
Fiona's central goal is all about supporting that transition, helping special needs young adults move towards independent adulthood holistically.
Holistically? How so?
Well, she provides this huge resource focused on developing functional life skills, things like academic training geared towards the real world, vocational skills, strategies for just dealing with everyday challenges.
It's practical stuff.
Very practical. Her blogs use interesting graphics and cover topics like independent living, how to look for a job, how to navigate society. Yeah. It's about equipping them with real capabilities for success beyond just traditional school subjects.
That preparation seems vital. Okay, last but definitely not least, let's talk about making things simple.
Always a good goal.
Alyssa Shanahan at Simply Specialed. 43,000 followers, and her website name, Simply Special Ed, says it all. How does she manage to distill complex teaching strategies into something easier to digest?
Alyssa really emphasizes the importance of straightforward, easy-to-implement solutions for teaching kids in special ed programs. Doesn't matter if it's in the classroom or at home.
Right.
She offers a course for new special ed teachers, which is very practical, but she also has a lot of content specifically for homeschooling families.
Yeah, how does she deliver it?
Her Instagram videos are great, short, engaging, offering quick tips and encouragement. She's really skilled at breaking down complex teaching ideas into these bite-sized formats.
Which must be incredibly valuable for busy parents and teachers.
Absolutely. Super valuable when you're short on time but need effective strategies.
Okay, so we've covered these 10 experts. Looking across all of them, what does this all really mean for you, our listener? What connects these individuals beyond just having a social media presence? What kind of shift are we seeing here?
That's a great question. If you connect the dots, what really emerges is this powerful movement, I think. We're shifting away from maybe more traditional, sometimes siloed special education support.
Towards what?
Towards something like a decentralized, community-driven ecosystem, mostly powered by these accessible digital platforms.
Okay.
What truly connects them, I believe, isn't just their follower count. It's their shared commitment to, let's say, democratizing actionable knowledge.
Making it available to everyone.
Exactly. They're giving parents and educators direct, practical tools. And often, these tools are inspired by their own lived experiences or their deep professional insights.
Right.
They really emphasize that information is most valuable when you can actually understand it and apply it. They encourage critical thinking about what approach works best for your specific situation, which makes a real difference in people's everyday lives.
So today, we've really taken a deep dive into the unique insights from these 10 leading special education experts. We tried to turn that list into more of a practical guide for you.
Mm-hmm.
We've covered quite a range from behavior management and SEL right through to mastering IEPs and preparing for adulthood.
And the whole goal of this deep dive, really, was to give you that shortcut we talked about. A way to get well-informed quickly, offering clearer paths to valuable, actionable support from voices you can trust in this field.
So for you, our listener, here's maybe a final thought to chew on. Think about one specific challenge, just one, that you or maybe someone you know is facing right now in special education.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of these experts with their unique approach or resources that we discussed might offer the most relevant, the most practical guidance for that specific challenge? And maybe, just maybe, what's the very first small step you could take to start integrating their insights into your daily life?